Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. And it is time now for our community connection. And we are having some fun today because we're talking with the Kiwanis. We've got 100 years of history. We got to cover in 15 minutes. And Wisha, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thank you very much for welcoming me.
And what is your position with Kiwanis?
I am actually past president. Currently, I serve as program chair. So I arrange for the speakers to come and present at our weekly noon meetings.
Oh, wow. So you're the booker in charge, huh?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
A little bit about Kiwanis. And I knew this because we did the Christmas parade together.
Yes.
And, well, boy, was that a beautiful thing. I liked it. I did not know what to expect with a parade at night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for being there to film it all. It was wonderful.
Well, we had a lot of fun. We learned a lot about a lot of things and a lot about our community, too. And that's kind of what Kiwanis does.
Oh, that is correct. That's correct. Community is what we're all about. We, you know, want to support specifically children. We serve the children of the world. And so we do all that we can to provide financial support for scholarships, and also for organizations throughout our community that support children.
Well, that is great, and it's something that, you know, there's a big need there, and you've identified it, and, mm-hmm. and Kiwanis is really great with that. Founded back in, of all places, Detroit City in Michigan back in
1915.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
And then Canada got wise. Those folks over in Windsor said, well, if they can do it, we can.
Right, right.
So in Hamilton, Ontario, which is really closer to Toronto, they did it the very next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand the club was adopted at a meeting in Cleveland, Ohio. And the name Kiwanis was coined from a word taken from an Indian tribe. And I can't Nunk. Kiwanis?
Yes, that is correct.
Hey, that's one in a row. It means self-expression or to make oneself known. And, of course, shortened to become Kiwanis.
Mm-hmm.
But he grew all over the place, like Mexico, the Bahamas, and Africa, Asia, Australia, Europe, South America, and lands in between.
Yes.
So truly an international community you got going there.
Yes, yes. Kiwanis International, we do serve all over the world. And our club here in Bartlesville is celebrating its 100-year anniversary today.
Wow, congratulations and happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you. We were chartered back on February 18th, 1920 with 75 members. And we have been serving the community consistently ever since.
Wow, that is just tremendous. So what's on tap for the birthday celebration here locally?
Well, immediately our club is just going to celebrate. We've invited a lot of people to join us for lunch tomorrow, and we're going to review the history of the club.
Huh?
This year we decided to return the fireworks celebration to Sooner Park. We made that decision because it's just such a beautiful green space. People can really spread out. And while it was sad that Madison was demolished, it did allow us space that we could do fireworks again out in that area, mm-hmm. which will be really nice. And we are currently working on a project with the city of Bartlesville. We're not announcing it at this time because we are still finalizing plans and preparations, but we will be working to make a significant donation, and it's to commemorate our centennial. So, but there will be more news of that at a future date.
I know a real good news source you can get that really broadcast to a lot of people. So, you know, if somebody gives you the okay, let me know.
We'll do it.
I know people. Oh, man. So this is really something else. So it's 100 years right here.
That is correct. Ah. That is correct. Yes. And, you know, we have sponsored many club organizations over the years, you know, whether it was Barnsdall, Collinsville, Nowata. But we want to have a good foundation within communities to provide the support for children and communities mm-hmm. that we can. So to do all we can.
Sweet. I'm taking a look at some of these things that happened here in Bartlesville, like in 1920. It was on February 18th, 75 members said I do.
That is correct.
Going to be a Kiwanian.
That is correct, yes.
And then in 1990, the first woman was inducted into the club. That's when, you know, things were opening up. And it's the 72nd International Convention in Washington, D.C. And then, well, not too long after that, you had Marcia Smith elected as president. So,
yes.
Yeah, they came a long way, baby.
Yes, yes. It took a little while, but mm-hmm. yes, they did begin welcoming women into the club. And we have a really strong club right now with just a good mix of men and women. So it's a good combination.
Now, some of this, I'm reading some of these things here. It looked like you had a lot of fun along the way.
Yes, yes. There were, the Kiwanis were big performers in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. They started a milk fund drive, and that consisted of where they would host a show, a variety show. And the funds were used during the Depression years to provide milk for students mm-hmm. in area schools.
So they had fun, and they had fun fundraising.
That is correct. That is correct. And, you know, during the 40s, they moved on to support the war effort. So I think it was about $250,000 in war bonds mm-hmm. That were raised. And they also did the Victory Gardens, collected scrap metal. They started the Fishing Derby in 1951, a tradition that continues to this day. And May 17th is the date of this year's Fishing Derby. So mark your calendars and invite your, you know, children and grandchildren. Bring them out. It's a really fun day at Joe Allen Low Park.
Well, it's going to be the 69th annual, so, you know, that's big news. That's a big number.
It is.
And,
it
you
is.
Know, that's what you call a good start.
It is a very good start. It's a very good start. We've got a good foundation underneath us.
And Sooner Park, sometimes folks say, oh, well, it's been around a while, but 1963, your club donated quite a bit of money to make that happen.
Yes, for the time, it was $4,500 that we donated, and that was for play equipment to be installed at the newly built Sooner Park. Mm-hmm. So that area was brimming with, you know, the boomers, and they needed a place to play. So we got some money together and shared that to you know, impact the park environment.
And to put that into perspective for folks who might not think that's a lot of money, with that kind of money, you could have bought two new cars and one pre-owned.
Thank you.
To put that in scale,
yes.
Yeah, that was a very significant contribution.
Yes, sir.
And you even brought the Globetrotters around, huh?
Yes, yes. At the time, the Bartlesville Community Center was located where the library is today.
Okay.
And so we invited them in. That was a fundraiser, and I actually went to that game with my grandma Katie, took my brother Philip and I to that game, and it was fabulous. It was really a celebration, and the funds were then donated in turn to the youth fund, which, like I said, continued to support children throughout Bartlesville.
Well, you got them at a really hot time, because if I remember right, 1973, they were probably at one of their biggest peaks. They had come off the cartoon.
Yes.
They had a cartoon where they were not only playing basketball, but they were superheroes at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Helping
yes,
Scooby-Doo and all that jazz. You know, for kids, they would say, wow, look, there's Curly, there's Bill.
Yes.
They knew all of the players at
yes.
the time.
Yes,
even
sir.
Even people who didn't like basketball knew who they were. That was really a good stroke there. And, of course, moving into this century, you got a lot going on. We talked a little bit about the junior miniature golf course and sponsorship of the 4th of July stuff and everything, mm-hmm. too. But a lot of things have come along. I was at Freedom Fest.
Mm-hmm. That is our premier celebration. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate the opportunity to partner with businesses and individuals throughout the community to make that a success. Mm-hmm. Fireworks are not cheap, and so mm-hmm. we do seek sponsorships to help us with funding. We always like to provide live entertainment, and of course, entertainment for the children. So we like to have the inflatables. Fire department gets out there and, you know, hoses them down when they're, you know, too hot. So it's a great time. It's a really great time.
I know a certain 12-year-old girl, Thought that that was the best thing ever because she had never been so hot in all her life. We'd only been here for like about a year, 2 or 3 weeks, and she's like, oh, look at that. Oh.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, that was a dandy good time. I really liked that. Of course, the Christmas parade started off at 11. Was it always at night?
No. It has been during the daytime, but it's nice to have the show of lights at night, and I think it's easier for families to get together. They can, you know, come downtown and enjoy the scenery, enjoy the Chamber of Commerce in the evening. That's always lit up really nicely, and then you can go to Johnstone Park and go through Fantasyland of Lights. So it all ties together in the heart of the city.
It very nicely done. It puts a bow on it, as you say. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, the Wreaths and More, that was pretty successful this past year, wasn't it?
Yes. That's an opportunity to introduce nonprofits to the community at large. We invite all of the nonprofits to create a wreath, which we then display for a period of time, and people are able to purchase the wreaths. But they're also able to come in and connect with the leaders of those organizations and determine if there is a calling for them to support those organizations through their time or donations.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, our time has gotten, it flew. I mean, goodness sakes. You know, we learned a lot about the Kiwanis. We need to tell people how they can join up and how they can become a member of this fabulous organization that does so many wonderful things for our youth and for our community.
You know, anyone who would like to attend one of our noon meetings, please join us at Tri-County Tech. We meet in the Osage Room, enjoying lunch at the Osage Market. We have a variety of speakers. You can also, reach out through Facebook. We've got a Facebook page for the Kiwanis of Bartlesville, a website, KiwanisBartlesville.org. And, you know, if you're out at Sooner Junior this summer, just let us know and we'll hook you up.
Well, that is absolutely tremendous. Now, do we have a website or a Facebook page or a little of both so folks can maybe take a little longer look?
Oh, yes. We've got a great Facebook page, and we also have a Facebook page and Instagram page for Sooner Junior Miniature Golf. Mm-hmm. So Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville, look it up there. Look up Sooner Junior. You can see the activities that we do, the organizations we support, the students we support. It'll provide a good overview, yes.
That is absolutely phenomenal, the more you know.
Yes.
It took 100 years to get here, but boy, what a celebration, and of course, lunch tomorrow, and that's going to be at?
That will be at Sterling's. That'll be a special event for us, yes.
Wonderful deal. Well, I appreciate you coming in and sharing with us today. That's a wonderful history you got there, and looks like you might have another 100 years or better still in the community, and that's what we're building for, I know.
We hope. Thank you so much, Tom. We appreciate it.
All righty. That is, once again, the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville celebrating 100 years of doing good things. All right. We got our news coming up here in just a little bit, so hang on tight for that, folks, and